KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the high school football season got underway on Friday night. In case you missed some of those week zero scores, a few schools had some scheduling issues and were allowed to schedule games the week before the rest of the schools start their football season. In Class A action on Friday night, Nottoway Valley picked up a 32-24 win over Central Decatur. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat GMG 64-8. Make that 46-8. It was BGM over Wayne 62-26. Also in eight-man football, in a game heard here on KJAN Friday night, it was Audubon with a big second half, running away with a 61-26 victory over East Mills. Arweva held off Griswold 56-50 in overtime Friday night. Also, Stanton beat Murray 40-6. It was Sydney over Seymour 52-16. Lennox beat Bedford 48-32. Iowa Valley over Collins Maxwell 46-14. Montezuma beat Southeast Warren 61-36. Baxter over Mormon Trail 68-32. Everybody else will get their football season started this Friday night. Iowa State's young receiving corps will get its first test against UNI. Hakeem Butler left early for the NFL, and quarterback Brock Purdy is working with several new wideouts.
Last year, a lot of the plays and stuff, depending on who we played, would go to Hakeem, and just with the size, and it was all about matchups and stuff like that. So, I mean, this year without him, you know, we're spreading the ball around. We're using everybody now, and I think we could be really good that way, too.
Purdy says the new receivers have made a lot of progress.
Just, like, fundamentally, they've gotten better with their techniques and watching film on what they could have done better last year. You know, they're all returners, so they have film on themselves, what to watch last year, and they did that this summer. They were always up there, and, you know, we looked great in our OTAs and everything, so I'm excited for them this year.
Offensive coordinator Tom Manning says Purdy has done a good job of spreading the ball around in practice.
You know, obviously we want to keep putting different guys in positions, but also we're young at the wide receiver group, so finding out, you know, what guys can do what, and again, finding what ways we can highlight those guys is a part of it by design, but also I think that the quarterbacks have done a really good job of taking the reads and going through the progressions and trusting the play, which has probably led to a little bit of that.
That opening game against UNI in Ames coming up this Saturday. Well, speaking of Hakeem Butler, his season is over before it starts in his rookie year in the NFL. The Cardinals placed Butler on injured reserve Sunday with his hand injury, and because they did so during the preseason, Butler is ineligible to be one of the two allowed players to return from the IR this season. A player must be on the 53-man roster in week one to be eligible to return later in the season from injured reserve. According to the Cardinals, they also put safety Josh Shaw, who hurt his shoulder in the preseason opener against the Chargers, on injured reserve. Three linebackers were also released from the squad. The Cardinals also officially signed wide receiver Michael Crabtree Sunday morning. Butler's chances to make an impact on the receiving corps this year, especially in the first half of the season, looked small even before his injury. With the addition of Crabtree and the emergence of fellow rookie Keyshawn Johnson, the Cardinals figure to have solidified their top five receivers in Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk, Crabtree, Johnson, and probably Trent Sherfield, with Demir Byrd making a push as well. Shaw's situation means the Cardinals seem more likely to keep their two rookie safeties taken in the fifth round of both the regular and supplemental drafts, Deontay Thompson and Jalen Thompson. One of the top basketball players in Iowa has made his commitment known. He's heading to Northern Iowa. Norwalk senior Bowen Bourne made his commitment known Saturday evening online. He's a 5'11", 165-pound point guard. He had other offers reportedly from Bowling Green, Drake, Indiana State, and South Dakota. Bourne was seventh in the state, averaging 27.8 points a game last season. He shot 48%+ from the field and 35% from the three-point line, and was also hitting on 86% of his free throws. Bourne's father, Mike, played for Iowa State back in the 1990s. Well, it was a good weekend for the Minnesota Twins and the St. Louis Cardinals as both clubs padded their division leads on Sunday. The Twins have regained a 3.5-game lead over Cleveland in the AL Central, while the Cardinals moved 2.5 games in front of the Chicago Cubs. The Cardinals polished off a 4-game sweep of Colorado as Matt Carpenter broke out of a 4-for-29 skid with 3 hits, including a solo homer and an 11-4 thrashing of the Rockies. Dexter Fowler drove in 3 runs, and Lane Thomas added a pinch-hit homer in the 7th inning as the Redbirds won for the 13th time in their last 16 games. Ryan Helsley picked up his first career win with 2 1/3 innings of relief after Michael Wacha was reached for 3 runs over 4 2/3. The Nationals completed a 3-game sweep at Wrigley Field as Anthony Rendon went 4 for 5 with a solo homer and a tie-breaking single that led Washington to a 7-5 11-inning win against the Cubs. Juan Soto added 3 hits and Steven Strasburg struck out 10 over 6 innings, helping Washington finish off its first sweep of Chicago since September of 2012. Kyle Schwarber, Addison Russell, and Victor Caratini homered for Chicago, which had won 5 straight before Washington reached the Windy City. C.J. Cron belted a 3-run homer, and Jonathan Scope added a 2-run blast as the Twins beat the Tigers 7-4 to take the rubber match of a 3-game set. Both round-trippers put the Twins ahead by 5 runs and give the team a major league-leading 253 home runs this season. Martin Perez allowed 2 runs and 5 hits for his first win since July 5th. The Indians erased a 4-run deficit in the 9th before they fell to the Royals 9-8 in 10 innings on Ryan O'Hearn's second solo homer of the game. O'Hearn hit a 2-2 pitch from Nick Goody to end Kansas City's 4-game skid. Elsewhere around the league, Josh Donaldson homered twice, and Dallas Keuchel worked 7 shutout innings as the Braves beat the Mets 2-1. Domingo Germán outdueled Clayton Kershaw, and the Yankees belted 3 homers in a 5-1 win against the Dodgers in the rubber match of that series. The Marlins erased a 2-0 deficit with a 3-run sixth inning and improved to 9-7 against the Phillies this year with a 3-2 win. Robbie Ray returned from the injured list and gave up 3 hits over 5 scoreless innings to send the Diamondbacks past the Brewers 5-2. The Pirates completed a 3-game sweep by torching Trevor Bauer for 8 runs in just 3 innings in a 9-8 win against the Reds. The Orioles salvaged a 4-game sweep of Tampa Bay as Anthony Santander and Renato Nunez carried Baltimore's offense in an 8-3 romp over the Rays. Oakland's 5-4 loss to the Giants keeps the Athletics a half game back of the Rays for the second AL wild card. Also yesterday, it was the Astros beating up on the Angels 11-2. Manny Machado had a 2-run homer as the Padres beat the Red Sox 3-1. The White Sox, a 2-0 winner over the Rangers. And also, it was a 3-1 win for the Mariners over the Blue Jays in yesterday's action. Well, the Indians' playoff push was dealt a blow when the team had to place slugging third baseman Jose Ramirez on the injured list with a fractured hamate bone in his right hand. Ramirez was removed from Saturday's game in the first inning after swinging at a pitch. There's no immediate timetable for the return of Ramirez, who's hitting .254 with 20 homers, 75 RBIs, and a .788 OPS this season. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo was kept out of Sunday's starting lineup due to back tightness that also took him out of Saturday's game. Rizzo has a history of back issues, but manager Joe Maddon says the current tightness is in a different spot. Chicago also placed reliever Derek Holland on the 10-day injured list with a bruised left wrist, and they recalled infielder David Bote from AAA Iowa. Louisiana claimed its first Little League World Series title. Marshall Loak hit a pair of doubles and drove in 3 runs to back Egan Prather in Louisiana's 8-0 rout of Curacao. Prather threw a 2-hitter for the team from River Ridge near New Orleans, capping a tournament in which he won 2 games and struck out 19 over 14 1/3 innings. Louisiana took the title after falling into the loser's bracket with an opening game loss to Hawaii. In golf, Rory McIlroy captured the biggest cash payout in golf history, surging past Brooks Koepka in the final round of the Tour Championship at Eastlake to win the FedEx Cup and its $15 million prize. 1 shot behind, McIlroy took the lead with a 3-shot swing on number 7 and never let Koepka or Xander Schauffele catch him. McIlroy closed with a 4-under-66, a score that would have won the Tour Championship in any scoring format. He finished 4 shots ahead of Schauffele. McIlroy joined Tiger Woods as the only players to win the FedEx Cup twice since it began in 2007. Also, Atlanta police say 6 people who were injured by debris from a lightning strike at the Tour Championship on Saturday have all been treated and released. A powerful bolt struck a 60-foot pine tree near the 16th fairway about 30 minutes after the third round was suspended because of storms in the area. Also in golf, Brant Jobe rallied from 7 strokes down to win the Boeing Classic for his second PGA Tour Champions title. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.